Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion. Looking forward to a great show today as you, our listener, dial 831-0917. That's 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion. The question is today is free speech. Now, hate speech. Is free speech now hate speech? Sounds almost like an oxymoron, doesn't it? How can free speech be hate speech? If we have a Bill of Rights, if in our First Amendment we have the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion, if we speak, how is it considered hate speech? That's a question that deserves to be delved into and answered. And I pray that you'll join in today. Call your friends, relatives, neighbors, and acquaintances, your co-workers. Invite them to join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. And let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Our discussions are not based on political rhetoric. Our discussions are not based on some religions and religious or denominational dogma. Our discussions are not based on a hypothetical, what do you think or what do I think. It's based on facts, and we base those facts as we analyze them, review them, look at them under the central biblicist worldview viewpoint. We look at them based on the truth of the Word of God. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, made a profound statement. It's a statement in Scripture that's been misused, abused, and misinterpreted. Misunderstood. Jesus says, if you continue in my word, that is constantly stay in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. That is, you're truly a disciple if you stay in my word, Jesus says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The only way that we can know the truth is to stay in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. In John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the scripture makes a declaratory statement. Thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that endures forever, that's everlasting, according to Psalms 117:2. So may I commend truth to you. I know that we live in an era, society today, very much like was stated by George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be factual today. In fact, I believe that one of the causative rationale reasons and factors behind that is because we have such an exponential growing number of those in America that do not believe that there is an absolute truth. In fact, looking at an article headline, most younger Americans say there is no absolute truth. A poll reveals a majority believe each person determines their own version of truth. This article states, 55% of Americans 18 to 29 years of age, each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, a paragraph in the latter portion of this article says, the loss of truth has grave consequences for the community, for justice, for a sense of purpose, and mental health. I'm not aware of any civilization that has abandoned the reality of truth to this extent and yet survived. The good news is that Americans still hold out hope that each person can make a difference. If there ever was a time to stand for truth, it is time to stand for truth now, end quote. I'm in full agreement with that. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to a quote by the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. I believe that's incumbent upon us today, especially as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots, stand for the truth. We find a total meltdown of truth in the Beltway in Washington. We'll talk about some of those things on this broadcast today. We find a mindset today that's prevailing that says there's no need to worry about truth. Just whatever we think or say, we can simply depend upon it. In fact, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a statement. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in many of our Christian churches, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand for truth. And the only way that is possible is by having a central biblicist worldview. You might say, well, what does that mean? That means that everything that we see politically, socially, economically, everything we see societally, everything that we see that is taking place in our nation, we examine it through the prism of a biblical worldview. What does the scripture say in relationship to it is the question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered. Ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs 29:2, says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Now, that explains perhaps to a great degree as to what we see taking place today. I believe that America is in a state of mourning, whether we realize it or not, because we find that those that are in charge today, ladies and gentlemen, are the wicked that's bearing rule. And we'll talk about some of those issues, some of those things that's taking place that causes me to say, is free speech now hate speech? Because if you speak it and it's factual, then you are the one that's the, if you please, in the crosshairs of the enemy. You're the one that's wrong. You're the one that needs to be eradicated. You're the one that is in jeopardy of having your freedoms lost as a result of the challenge to what is called free speech today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, ladies and gentlemen, with the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located, ladies and gentlemen, at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. It's at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. A gigantic flagpole, 165 feet in there, with the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good benchmark. Find the flag and the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring house and grounds maintenance, mechanics, and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It has a family-friendly environment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's Word ordained it to be so. Just drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. Join in the dialogue and discussion today. Some have said they'd like to have their 2 cents worth put in. I'd like to have your 2 cents worth, your 5 cents worth, and interjected into the thought and the process of what we're talking about today. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a time, we live in an era, when I believe, listen carefully, our Bill of Rights are no longer viewed as absolute. I don't know how I could put it any clearer, make it any plainer. Our Bill of Rights are no longer viewed as absolute. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we hear most of the politicians talking about our democracy. A democracy is where mob rules. We're a constitutional republic with a representative form of government where we make decisions and laws are passed through the due process that they are debated on, voted on, debated on, passed, then signed by a mayor, a governor, or a representative, or a, how would you say, President of the United States, if that's possible to have something coming out of the Oval Office that would be honorable today. But nevertheless, that's the process. The fact, ladies and gentlemen, that Joe Biden has said several times that the Bill of Rights are not absolute. In fact, he's stated that about eight times since he's been president, and even when he was running for president. He stated that the Bill of Rights are not absolute. They're not guaranteed. In fact, our college campuses today, ladies and gentlemen, reject free speech. For the conservative, it's no such thing as free speech. For the conservatives, it is a battle of wills and wishes. It's a battle of communication and conversation. Because our so-called bastions of academia today have become bastions of the woke, cancel culture speech, where free speech is no longer desired or allowed on the campuses, but they embrace that woke cancel culture speech today. Ladies and gentlemen, the conservatives and the Christians today are being in a position of saying, shut up, sit down, sit in the corner, stay in the corner of the room, be silent, and say nothing and do nothing. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, when you see across America, and now some taking place in other nations, where physicians are finally standing up and speaking out about the, how would you say, the debilitating shots that are called the COVID jabs and the fake, phony farce that's been communicated on a global basis that's caused the lockdowns and the mask wearings, the mask mandates, and the mass genocide by the pharmaceuticals and big government. And that's what's happened, ladies and gentlemen. And as a result of that, you have some physicians today that in America are having their license revoked. They're being silenced on big tech. They're being silenced on all the social media. They're being silenced and considered quackery if they say that the COVID scare was not real. If they say that the COVID jab is a deathly jab, their lives, their future, their reputation, their income, all put in jeopardy. But I'm looking at an article now that says, doctor, I'm reading the headlines, doctor, colon, police put me in psych ward for COVID misinformation, dated November the 24th, 2022. A Swiss cardiologist with a doctorate in immunology and virology who has held a private practice for 24 years says police forcibly took him to a psychiatric ward to be examined for mental illness in response to his public criticism, hear me, in response to his public criticism of COVID restrictions, COVID mandates, and COVID testing that he argued were all totally unscientific, end quote. On April the 9th, 2020, Dr. Bender posted his blog on analysis of COVID-19 and the government's mitigation efforts to that received 20,000 views. He hoped it would prompt action, but two colleagues, that is two of his co-workers, alerted the chief of state police, claiming that Binder was a threat to himself and to the government. In a video interview with independent reporter Tyler Huck, Bender said that after examination of his online posts and messages, police concluded that he was not a threat. But the officers sent an emergency physician to examine him and his mental health. And he was diagnosed with corona insanity and placed in a psychiatric unit. Binder was released on the condition that he take psychiatric medication and continue to practice medicine and discontinue practicing medicine in Switzerland. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little bird's eye view of what we see today that is calling free speech hate speech. It's considered disinformation, and it is considered misinformation. It's not considered fact. It's not considered free speech. Heretofore, America was founded on our Constitution and therein the Bill of Rights, where you had the right to speak and speak your mind and to communicate truth. That's no longer the norm today in America, because the socialist, Marxist, communists that are in charge in America, and yea, that element around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, when you read the headline, police put me in a psych ward, a doctor making this statement, put me in a psych ward for COVID misinformation, and you find across America people like Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Cole, and others, Dr. Gold, are all being persecuted and prosecuted, put in jail, and medical license revoked as a result of telling the truth. Free speech is no longer free speech. It is considered hate speech, disinformational speech, misinformational speech, and is no longer tolerated in America. It seems to be real today. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
Good morning. I hope your Thanksgiving was good.
It was wonderful. I shared with somebody just this morning. I invested 3 days of doing nothing for the Thanksgiving holidays. I didn't find it fascinating to go out and shop in the stores and try to beat someone else to a $99 TV, et cetera, et cetera. And so I am thankful for that. Yes.
Yes, sir. But only thing I want to tell you, my wife and I, we love you.
Amen. Thank you.
We really do. And I think it's Minister Davis.
Pastor Davis, yes, he's my co-host on Fridays.
Right. I'm telling you, man, we love y'all. I just want to ask one or two questions.
Go ahead.
Okay. We're spending billions of dollars giving it to Iran that hate us and spending all our equipment for our defense to help Ukraine. Don't get me wrong. I kind of love it in a way, but you're not doing anything for our borders, but you're doing it for their borders. Should I say it like that?
Kenneth, it's what you call an oxymoron. It doesn't make sense at all. In fact, when we find that Zelensky, the head of Ukraine, now is not asking for help anymore, he's demanding that Americans continue to pour out our purses and open the purse strings and provide hundreds of millions of dollars in cash as well as in war machinery. And at the same time, that's being done through the Biden administration. And Kenneth, listen, I have compassion for the people in Ukraine. I have no compassion for the renegade leadership in Ukraine. They're just as bad when you isolate what they do, what they've done, and where they stand. They're just as bad as Putin and Russia. But I have great compassion for the people, but not to the point where we need to break the bank in America, destroy our southern borders, and destroy anything that's called sovereignty and security in America. And by the end of this year, we're told we'll have somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 million that have crossed the borders and come into America, including the gotaways that have literally destroyed the sovereignty of our nation. So I'm with you. I find it antithetical to truth to say that we are for America. I say that this president and the presidential cabal, the Biden family cabal, and all that's associated therewith, to say that somehow, some way they're concerned about America is an oxymoron. It's a lie. They have an agenda, and the agenda is two or threefold, if I can take a moment, Kenneth. The agenda is the global reset. The agenda is the globalist agenda, and that is mass genocide to destroy as many as possible to reduce the population on the globe and to bring in all the foreigners that are illegally coming in to destroy the sovereignty of America, and at the same time to surrender our sovereignty to a global reset, globalist mindset that is taking. We're watching a transition of power and a transition of money on a global basis. That's what we're witnessing. That's what we're watching. And it's not by some fluke It's not because we have crazies in charge. It's because the geniuses behind Biden that's pulling the strings want to destroy the sovereignty of America. They want to destroy the Constitutional Republic. And we're watching it with our eyes. And as Americans, it seems as though we're helpless to do anything about it.
We're not. We don't go to the polls and vote.
Absolutely. And by you touch on that, and it brings to mind the fact that in Georgia, in the next few days, there'll be a runoff election. And you watch what I'm telling you. I pray that I'm wrong, but the Democrats right now are setting up the machinery, setting up the equipment, setting up the false mail-in ballots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to put the warlock in charge. And that will be the decision, that the vote that makes the final decision in the Senate if he goes in office. Herschel Walker was number 34 in his jersey when he was running the ball for the University of Georgia. We watched him play many, many times. And I just recently told someone, I said, when you see Herschel, tell him there's a Georgia boy that's still pulling for number 34. And so it's my prayer that we will see victory at the polls in that realm. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. Thank you for your kind comments. Looking forward to what God is going to do as we continue to be found faithful in serving him. Keep looking up. God bless you today. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Good morning. I pray that you had a good, safe, blessed Thanksgiving.
Well, I tried to keep from eating too much turkey, but it did not happen. So, I mean, I have to thank God for what it is. We were all able to sit down and enjoy together with family. And as you said earlier, Dr. Youngblood, we have to keep at the forefront of our minds that our rights, the norm, as we used to know it, is quickly vanishing away. It's not slowly. It's happening each and every day. When we wake up out of our beds, something has changed from yesterday. So we have to realize that we have people in place that are not interested in our civil rights, our rights as Americans, our constitutional rights. They might want to say that the norm is not there, you know, according to them, or rather it doesn't carry any weight. But as long as we have a constitution written and we have people that are in place that are willing to enforce that, certainly we need to throw our weight behind them so that we could keep America as it is. I mean, it's always been the land of the free and the home of the brave. And this is how we need to keep it on today, because we have a constitution. We have rights. We have a Bill of Rights. You know, we have a lot of things in place so that we can enjoy our civil liberties as citizens of this country. So certainly that's something that we all ought to be doing. And last but not least, we as ministers of the gospel need to let all the world know, not just the church, but the church especially, know that Christ is coming.
Amen.
And so it's time for us, you know, as people of God, to get it together, because God intends for the church to set the bar for the rest of the world. In other words, the reason why I say that is because when things happen, God wants the world, those who are living unrighteously, to be able to look at the life of a Christian and say, this is the way that life ought to be lived. This is the type of life that I want to live. This is the kind of person that I want to be, and that's the kind of God that I want to serve, because I know if his God is blessing him in that way, then certainly I want to be able to enjoy the same type of blessings. So let us put our shoulders to the wheel. It's time for us to lift up our heads, for our redemption surely draweth nigh.
Absolutely. Pastor, thank you so much for that input. That kind of puts the lid on, the capstone on what we're wanting to say today, that there is hope. That hope is found in nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. And by the way, when we talk about that being righteous and following God, it was the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, the first verse, I believe it was, left page, left column in my Bible, where he says, mimic me, follow me as I follow Christ. And that's what ought to be the mantra and the mindset of the Christian. They would say to the world, follow me, pattern your life after mine, because I'm patterning my life after the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the mantra. Amen. That's the pattern that we ought to set forth today, as you have alluded to and stated so eloquently. Pastor Davis, thank you so much. Pray that you have a wonderful day. Keep looking
Thanks
up,
so
as
much.
You said. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917 is free speech, now considered hate speech. I'm looking at an article that gave me the idea for that title. It says, under our ruling oligarchs, free speech is now considered hate speech. Observations on the irrespectable human spirit and the power of censorship to breed rebellion. It is what this one is called irrepressible is the term. Observation of the irrepressible human spirit and the power of censorship to breed rebellion. Like beauty, hate speech is in the eye of the beholder, whose perspective usually depends on whose ox is being gored. And that's a big problem when it comes to democratic societies, because of subjectivism is the worst enemy of the objective truth and always leads to tyranny by the strongest self-interested factions over someone else's. This is the turn that leads inadvertibly to violent, often murderous insurrection by the serfs, just as in the French reign of terror on the Bolsheviks. And it goes on to talk about the different revolutions and what it's brought about. I believe I have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes, I have a question about what you mentioned about the election. Since they are now fraudulent and being stolen on a regular basis, I hear people talking about how the patriots and Christians need to rise up and stand up in other ways. What are your thoughts and to take our country back? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have said, in fact, I had the privilege of writing and publishing a book based on the biblical truth of 2 Chronicles 10, that are we near a revolution? I said there will be a revolution. The question is, will it be the battlefield or the ballot box? And it's my prayer, as I published in the book in 2012, there will be the ballot box. I'm not an advocate for getting out in the streets with firearms and weapons at hand at this juncture. There may be the time, there may come a time when something will happen that will spark that revolution in that sense. But as it stands today, it is almost an impossibility to do so simply because of the way our centralized government is carried out. We have the FBI, the DOJ, the IRS, the CDC, the FDA, et cetera, that's in charge of every aspect of our lives. All of these units, all of these agencies control our health care, control our education, control our freedom of speech, literally controlling the freedom of speech. They're controlling our funds, and they're about to introduce now the digital currency. And with digital currency, it will control where we go, how long we stay, how much we spend, what we can buy, what we can spend for. We're setting the stage. Here's the bottom line. We in America and around the globe, we're setting the stage for the onslaught, for the stepping on the scene of the Antichrist of Revelation chapter 13. The next thing on the calendar of God is the sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ, the revelation coming to force of the man of sin, the Antichrist, that will rule the world with an iron fist. So that's my view of it. I look at it from a central biblicist worldview. Do not look at it from a macabre viewpoint, or some calls it having a negative view, but a positive view of what God is doing. We're watching God at work. So I'm thankful that we still have a voice and a little modicum of freedom today. But you're exactly right. We're in danger of losing that freedom, and we're in serious danger of an uprising. Just notice what's happening in Iran. Look at what's happening in China today with the hundreds of thousands in the streets rebelling against the repressive form of government. I personally do not want to see that in America, but it's not beyond the realm of potentiality and possibility. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We've got 1 minute top of the hour news. Right after the news, we'll be back as we continue to ask the question, is free speech now considered hate speech?
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.